650, 1320 WILS. How about getting your finances in order and leaving anxiety and fear behind and living the American dream? How does that sound? Well, my next guest is about to tell us how to do it. Greg Powell with us, author of the new book, Better, Richer, Fuller, How Building Your Financial House Can Help Protect Your Loved Ones, Grow Your Assets, and Free You to Live the American Dream. Greg has been in the financial world for well over 30 years now. Greg, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you, Michael. It's great to be here.
Yeah,
so appreciate the invitation.
The fear and anxiety people fear, how do they begin to deal with that when they look at their finances and they don't know even where to start?
Well, it's interesting, just like your last interview, you know, people start to worry about their careers. They worry, can I get the kids through college? Can I ever retire? And those anxieties build up in them. And so as they move forward, they lock up. Anxiety and fear prevent us from moving forward on a lot of our dreams and goals that we've got.
Okay, so if a family is going paycheck to paycheck, they really have a good reason to be anxious. How do they begin to get their financial feet down?
Well, and that's a great question. The thing is, they need a plan in place. In fact, regardless of what your economic background is, you need to develop a plan, because here's the point I want to make, is that if you have knowledge, and you take the definition of anxieties worry with anticipation. Mm-hmm. And in my book, as you read about it, I talk about how anxieties are those events that 9 times out of 10 won't occur once you have the knowledge that gives you confidence to confront the fear. So the point being is, by doing a plan or asking yourself the right questions, mm-hmm. is that then you're able to start to have the dialogue either with yourself or with a professional about what things you need to do to get out of debt, to protect your wealth if you're wealthy, how to pay those bills, mm-hmm. to really do an assessment, not just a budget, but also to look at goals that you have, which could be getting out of debt, but it could go to the other extreme about, I want to be able to buy a new home at a certain period of time. Setting those goals and working to get the knowledge you need takes the anxiety out of it.
I mean, does it all come down to the basics of just spending less and saving more?
Well, at the end of the day, that is the greatest way to do it, but there's more to it as well, in that the house, your financial house process that I discuss in Better, Richer, Fuller, is a process that I developed years ago to explain to people the questions that they need to be asking themselves. And the house also symbolizes the relationships in your life. So, for example, one of the rooms is the children's heirs room. Mm-hmm. Well, it's one thing to talk about, I want to be able to take care of my children, or one day I want to be able to send my kids to college. But suppose you have a child with special needs. Suppose you have a child with a drug or alcohol problem. Suppose from the standpoint of other family members, such as dependent parents or others that you have to help out. Mm-hmm. What it does, it also talks about how those relationships can impact your money as well. And then, of course, there's also in there about career transition. You know, in your last interview, you talked about jobs of the future. Technology is going to continue to take jobs away as well as create new jobs. People in this country need to develop some kind of financial plan, and as I like to call it, a financial blueprint, because you would never build a house without a blueprint. Hmm. And Americans take more time to plan a vacation than they do at times to plan for their financial goals as well as obligations down the road.
So I'm talking to Greg Powell. The brand new book is Better, Richer, Fuller. When you talk about a career transition, how do you? What kind of blueprint would you have for that scenario?
Well, from a standpoint, one of the questions asked in the book is that if money were no object and you knew you couldn't fail, what decisions would you make in your life? And regardless of what your economic background currently is, those answers that come to mind, you know, there may very well be solutions to that, and you start making a list as to how you can take the steps to make that career transition.
Is that the mindset you should have, you're saying? Is that what you should be pursuing, that idea of what would I do if money was not an issue at all?
Well, yes, because that'll free you up from your anxieties to be able to step forward and go, you know what? I may need to go back to school. I may need to take online courses. Okay. I may need to contact people in that profession.
You're talking about it bringing on more debt, though, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yes.
So sometimes that's just part of it. You're going to have to take on more debt as you move along?
Well, it possibly so. But there again, if you've started a plan in place, you can go on and do, as I refer to it, the what ifs, to where you're able to work it out to where possibly you don't have to take on more debt as you make those transitions. The point, and you just made a great statement there, if someone goes, well, if I make that transition, I'm going to take on more debt, that anxiety or fear just automatically will prevent them from really starting to research it, because they go, well, I probably won't win in this situation. I'm saying within my book in developing a plan, yes, there are times you get the answer, you know what? I can't do this. It's not realistic. Mm-hmm. It's not practical. I can't make this happen. But if you don't look at the possibilities and really research it, and we're living in an age where, you know, by getting on the internet and researching, looking at all the opportunities that are out there, you know, you're able to do more now than ever to research to make that career transition.
Right. Well, tell me, Greg Powell, by the way, the brand new book is Better, Richer, Fuller. Find him at yourfinancialhouse.com. It's yourfinancialhouse.com. Well, why do we generally have so much anxiety and fear when we talk and think about money? Why is there such a connection there?
Well, it can be several factors there. One, it could be the way you were raised in regards to dealing with money. It could also be from the standpoint you don't want the fear of failure, which is understandable. You don't want to go in debt. As one lady explained to me, she said, I don't want to wind up, living on the streets.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that just locks people up. And the other thing is, within the financial service industry, is that I think that we have at times made it too complex for people to understand that they need a financial plan.
Yeah.
If I say financial plan to a lot of people, they lock up thinking it's a bunch of numbers and paper. And the reality of it is, I've tried to develop the process with Your Financial House to make it a dialogue and a conversation, and also where people want to try and find answers to move forward.
Someone who feels, though, that they'll never be able to retire, the money's just not there, and they're at an age where they just don't ever see it coming together. How do you help them?
Well, from the first thing is, by doing the plan, you're able to, in that financial blueprint, determine if they have the capability to retire. I can tell stories of situations where people didn't think they had enough, and as we looked at the different benefits from their company, what they would get from Social Security, as well as other things that they could do and tweak it, they looked up and they were able to do that, or possibly to retire and still take on a job that had less stress. If it comes to the conclusion, though, that they're not able to retire, you still need some kind of game plan to transition, because as you continue to age, as you continue to deal with your health, just understanding what needs to take place there so that you can have a happy life and try and make it as secure as possible.
Mm.
The other thing is it's better to go on and have a dialogue possibly with children or family members if you think you're going to be in trouble down the road, because that also enables them to possibly plan to possibly help you as well.
One last thing, going through a bankruptcy, a personal bankruptcy, is that the worst thing ever?
Well, anytime anyone can avoid bankruptcy, that would be a good thing if they can avoid it. But if they do go through it, it's not the worst thing out there. If someone has to go through that situation, again, having a plan in place to work through that is key to it. And that's where we don't have enough dialogue. One of my big causes is financial literacy, and I think we should be teaching that in our schools today, in our colleges, as well as within the workforce.
That's a good point. I don't know why that's not a key class even in high school. Greg Powell, the new book is Better, Richer, Fuller, How Building Your Financial House Can Help Protect Your Loved Ones, Grow Your Assets, and Free You to Live the American Dream. It's yourfinancialhouse.com where you can find him. Greg, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. Enjoyed it.
Thank you. And we're back tomorrow. Good night.